he was just fearless, fearless until the very end. And it's very easy to tell that from looking through the lyrics and through all the writing.
The American folk revolutionary Woody Guthrie has influenced so many musicians over the years. Now, 100 years after his birth, four terrific players have come together for a fascinating tribute. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Cordy O'Connell. The project New Multitudes is a love letter to the music, poetry, and spirit of the late Woody Guthrie. At the invitation of Guthrie's daughter, Nora, Jay Farrar of Sunvolt, Will Johnson of Centromatic, Anders Parker of Varnaline, and Yim Yames of My Morning Jacket made an album interpreting lyrics of Woody's that were never recorded in his lifetime. After combing through thousands of lyrics written on everything from notebooks to napkins, Farrar eventually decided to focus on a particular portion of Woody's life, his time in California. So the songs connect what Nora Guthrie describes as two distinctly emotional periods for Woody, the late 30s on L.A.'s Skid Row and Topanga Canyon in the early 50s. Farrar and friends each took turns composing the songs for the album. The love and respect for Woody Guthrie was apparent in the songs and in their conversation with Rita Houston here at WFUV.
It was an inspirational process, you know, and there were just themes that jumped out, you know, universal themes where one song I did was called Careless Reckless Love, and another one, Hoping Machine, is I came across that looking through Woody's journals, you know, where he's just kind of free-form stream of consciousness stuff, throwing it out there, tackling all kinds of philosophical themes, you know. It was really, really amazing.
I feel like he kind of defied age in a way, because a lot of my heroes, you know, in the context of my life too, my personal life and stuff, are people who age and don't fall into the normal traps that you hear so many people complain about. You know, I'm old, I have kids now, I don't do anything, you know, we don't go out anymore. You know, it's like, I feel like, I don't know, I love seeing people who have lived a life that's just crazy and includes everything, you know, includes kids and marriage and or marriages or whatever, you know, just like a crazy roller coaster ride. And
I was good to you, loving all the time. I was good to you, loving all the time. I was good to you, loved you all my good time. But you never would be mine.
Yeah, I think the other interesting thing going through, I mean, he's so well known for political or social commentary for so many of the songs, kind of about what was going on around him at the times, but the kind of breadth of the things that he wrote about, and just kind of, you know, for everything from full songs to just little shards or scraps of ideas, you know, and then it was just kind of enlightening just to see the kind of how many different ways he went, you know. And for me, when I was going through the archives, I almost wasn't thinking about it. You would just see little things that would catch your eye, you know, because there was just so much stuff to look at, and you could sit there and look at one thing for 10 minutes, but you're also like have this stack that's this high, you know, that you have to kind of get through. And it was just it was an intense feeling to kind of go through all that stuff.
I'm flying on this plane back into your arms again, and my eyes are sad and cloudy, my teardrops fall like rain. As I look down past my wing, flying home to you again, on the clouds I see your picture as the engine sings your name. I'm flying high up in the sky, but my heart keeps looking for you all around, down on the ground.
That's a live performance of New Multitudes doing Fly High, and before that, Careless Reckless Love. Both songs appear on their new album, out on February 28th. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.